Alyssa from Necking reporting live from Music Waste, and you're listening to CITR.
You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM, coming to you from the traditional, ancestral, and unceded territory of the Musqueam people. And at the top, that is some Lizzie Mercier de Croix from the early 80s, sometime, late 70s, from a compilation called Mutant Disco. And that was the song Fire. There was a very notable fire in East Vancouver last night. Value Village burned down on East Hastings. Truly a bummer for those of us who like to thrift and get costumes and fill tickle trunks. And just a very destructive fire, too. Took out that building, put really toxic smoke all over the Hastings Sunrise neighborhood. So hope everyone over there is doing okay and able to keep the windows closed, all that stuff today. On today's show, we've got some new music from Big Rig, so we'll be playing that up top. And then we'll be previewing a show tonight to release the latest Vanta Records release. So that is a tape by Megamall, and label manager Dora Duber will be in studio to talk about that release and the show tonight at the Lido to release that out into the world. But let's start with some Big Rig. Big Rig had a song that they recorded a while ago, and that has been the Crying in a Corn Maze has been the only recorded output for a long time. And so I've been waiting and counting the days until this release, and it's so good, and I'm very excited to share it with you. So from the self-titled Peaceful Tapes release, this is Big Rig with the song Bachelorette. And if you go to their Bandcamp, you can buy the album either in digital or physical form. And I highly recommend you check it out. All right. So this is Big Rig and this is Bachelorette. Here we go.
She don't wanna We don't need to tell you that Vancouver has a housing problem.
Mass evictions.
Mass rent evictions.
Unfair rent increases.
What happened to rent control and protection from unfair eviction?
If these or other housing matters concern you, you may be interested in joining the Vancouver Tenants Union. For more information, visit tenantsunion.ca.
Megamall's debut EP, Escape from Lizard City, goes live this Thursday, June 30th at the release show with fellow rockers Anodyne at the Lido. The show is free and music starts at 8 p.m. See you there. I see the love thinking over time.
Damn, son, where'd you find this? Dunkin' Donuts.
Exclusive.
Yeah. That was Megamall from their new release, Escape from Lizard City, and that was the song The Bug. I'll tell you, it didn't bug me. I loved it.
Oh, God.
I'll just quickly back announce the music from before that. Patrick Holland from Montreal, from his new record, You're the Boss. That was the song Losing Touch. And at the top, Big Rig from their new cassette out now on Peaceful Tapes, the song Bachelorette. It is my distinct privilege and pleasure to welcome Dora Duber to the studio.
Thank you so much for having me back.
Label manager for Fanta Records, outgoing music and volunteer coordinator here, longtime CITR stalwart. Great to have you in the studio.
Thank you so much. It is my distinct honor and pleasure to be featured on Dunkin' Donuts, FKA Dora's Danishes.
Yes. I looked that up the other day, and you did. You hosted the show twice.
I know.
You nailed it both
honestly,
times.
Maybe the best episode of Dunkin' Donuts.
Definitely, by far. So what can you tell me about, just quickly, what is Fanta Records?
Fanta Records is, it's a record label that's managed by CITR and Discorder that we are able to run and have access to through the Pat Plagic Legacy Fund. So in 2012, Pat Plagic, who was like kind of like a staple in the music community in Vancouver and in Toronto, passed away, and his community had kind of raised a lot of money to do some kind of surgery because he had leukemia. And unfortunately, he passed before that could happen, but his family and friends like made this fund to the Legacy Fund to like continue his legacy and going towards different initiatives in Vancouver and Toronto. So they started up a scholarship at York University, which is cool. And then, Fanta Records is the one that CITR is involved in. So we have a kind of pool of money that we're able to distribute to artists. We do two releases a year. One of the releases is tied to Shindig, which is our annual Battle of the Bands. And then one is kind of like chosen by the music department and volunteers. And we put the first release out in March of this year, Katie Prozac, None Shall Be Afraid. Buy it. And then Mega Mall, Escape from Lizard City, is coming out tomorrow.
Bam, bam.
Bam, bam.
And who is Mega Mall?
Mega Mall is for...
Can we say Supergirl?
Yeah, I was going to say that? Like, I was writing the press release a while ago, and I was like, they're just like veterans.
Heavy hitters.
Yeah, they're just like all the people. So it's Dan On from Non-Law, an amazing pop project in the city. Gal Avge from Dumb and other things.
Nice Apple.
Near Avge, I think, has recently been replaced by Davina.
Yes, I've seen Davina on stage.
Yes.
Movieland and The Oz.
Ooh, word.
Yeah.
Okay. Cool, I didn't know that.
And Purple. I forget the name of Davina's solo project, but anyways.
And then the final and main member, Ali Lynch, of Supermoon fame, TV Ugly.
And, Kidnap Kids.
Yeah. And their newest project, Midnight News.
I've heard about this. I was watching the IG stories roll in from Sled Island, just letting the envy just corrode my soul.
I really felt it this year.
This year it hit so much harder.
Yeah. I was like, oh, well, Music Waste just happened. I don't think I'll be as like, but no, I felt it in my soul.
Yeah, it was heavy.
It was heavy.
And so Escape from Lizard City, six song EP.
Yeah. I called it an album and they said, it's not an album.
No.
It's a TV.
And release on cassette?
Yeah, there's a cassette. Oh, I might grab one during a break or something because the cassettes are this bright purple, which I love. And it's like engraved, which feels very classy.
That is classy.
I know. Yeah. And then all of the J cards are actually a lyric book. So it folds all the way out and you get all the lyrics for all the songs.
Incredible.
So generous.
And the artwork, it really jumped out to me because Greg Girard, do you know the story behind the... Ali reached out to this well-known photographer.
This story word.
Yeah. And got a photo from Greg Girard, who put out a book, I think it's called Undercover Vancouver, a few years ago, that it's all this like street photography from the 60s and 70s, I think. Yeah. And so if you know Fred Herzog, like it's very reminiscent of that style of photography, but it's his own thing. And he's a great Instagram account as well.
Nice.
I recommend checking it out.
Yeah, Greg Girard, I remember Ali showing it to me and being like, it's Batman vibes. And me being like, got it. Like, that's the vibe. And he did it courtesy of the artist. All he wants in return is a tape. and that's
that,
it.
That rules.
I know. It's just like, yes.
Nice. And do you know what Escape from Lizard City means?
From Lizard City means. So the whole kind of project is inspired by Tim. Do you know Tim Robbins? Tim Robbins. It's like an American novelist.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And he has this whole thing called the lizard brain, which is like the deepest, darkest, stankest part of ourselves that like we try to suppress. So like things like jealousy and like egomania and like martyrdom kind of. And it's about like the album itself is about like coming out of the lizard brain and trying to like giving it attention and like all of these kind of larger than life characters like personifying these kind of like icky lizardy feelings and reactions and like processing them and hopefully make it out. Love my favorite. This isn't a line from any of the songs, but my favorite line that because I was talking to Allie about it, and she was like, "The only way out of the lizard brain is through the synapses, and the only way out of Lizard City is through the sewers." Woo! The
perfect for a post. Well, not post COVID times, but it feels very current. Like we're all trying to escape our lizard selves after a very strange couple of years.
That's another kind of interesting one too. Or not, maybe not interesting, but the whole album was written and recorded pre-COVID. And then throughout the pandemic, Allie was like, no, we're changing this. Like re-recorded the entire thing in like kind of little fits and bursts.
Yeah.
And so it's like a pre-COVID album that also has like this like kind of whole COVID vibe already embedded into it.
Yeah.
It's a weird negotiation.
Yeah. And I've heard word of a music video. Is there going to be a music video?
There is. So the song that you, dear listener, just heard, The Bug, is going to have an accompanying video come out in the next few weeks by Steve Roast, who has done videos for artists around Vancouver, non-law included, who Danon is in, or which Danon is involved with, and the kind of the I was just talking to Jasper, my coworker, about it, and he like referenced this video game, and now I can't remember what it was called, but it was like an 80s like arcade game where you were a big gorilla and you like knocked down a city.
Donkey Kong?
No. It was like called Gorillas or something.
Okay.
I don't know. Read the press release when it comes out. We talk about it. But it's like the characters of within the song are like kind of destroying this like animated version of the city. It's really cool.
Awesome. And tonight at the Lido, what can people expect?
Oh, fun and good times all around. At the Lido tonight is the album release, or I guess EP release show, with, of course, Megamall and Anodyne, which is, I would say, an up-and-coming...
Definitely.
A pre super group. Like this is like the members. This is later in life.
Right.
This will be. It'll be. And they were an Anodyne.
It's like right. Like Temple of the Dog of Vancouver Bay. They just released their first record.
Yeah,
recorded at Chom's, and it felt like. I can't believe this is the band's first album or first thing. Like, it just arrived fully formed and like, wow, they have a sound.
Totally.
And they've just started playing shows. So, So this surprised me, but you had a recommendation for people as to what time they should arrive.
This was an XX exclusive tip.
Oh, okay. Go through whenever.
Anyway.
Just show up at the Lido whenever.
Yeah,
I'm sure it'll be fine.
Today.
It is a little tricky to get in sometimes.
Yeah.
For busier shows.
It's a small venue and it's a free show. Cha-ching. I would say get there maybe... Plan ahead a little bit.
Have some nice dinner and then hit the road.
And then run.
All right. Let's hear another song from the record. This is Want You to Stay. And Dora, I want you to stay. Okay? You stick around for a little bit.
Oh, my God, Duncan. I think I just might.
All right. What a track. All right. That was Want You to Stay from Escape from Lizard City by Megamall. And that is being released tonight. So head on down to the Lido. Now, Dora, you've been at the station for 7 years.
Wow.
This is your last week-ish. You're helping out a little bit, but you are going to be moving on. And I remember a few years ago, you pitched a story idea or a show idea to me where you were... What's that?
Is it hot potato?
Well, you were going to be you were going to invite people on every week to interview you.
Okay, I stand by.
That's a great idea.
That started as a joke about someone I know being a narcissist, and then I was like, wait a second. I think I'm onto something.
So the idea was that every week you would bring on a new guest, but instead of them being the subject of the interview, they'd come on to interview you. And I thought that was brilliant.
Thank you.
So one thing I thought, like, oh, what's a good way of saying so long to Dora here at CITR? I reached out to some folks and asked them to pose you a question.
Ooh.
So I've got a handful of questions here recorded. And so we'll just see how this goes. So we're going to start off with Darren.
Oh, okay, cool.
And so this is Darren's. We've got about 7 or 8 questions.
Whoa.
So here's Darren's question to you.
Okay.
Dear Dork, what are some of your favorite moments from Teachable Moments?
Oh, wow.
All right, so Teachable Moments is your legendary radio show on Tuesday afternoons. And what are some of the favorite times that you've had with Teachable Moments?
So one was, well, my favorite, I guess, like anecdote about Teachable Moments is when people started saying, oh, I heard your show because I moved from like 10 in the morning to 4 in the afternoon, which is a way better time slot. And the people were like, oh, I didn't know you had a show. It was like about halfway through me having it, which I just think is cute. And then one time Jasper said that his wife loved my show because I just ramble. And I was like, you know what? Thank you. And then I also had a really good show recently. Oh my God, I think it was my admiration one because Teachable Moments, for those who don't know, Teachable Moments is CHR's one-stop shop for what's hot and what's not. And there's a definition of the word cool every week, and then we like try to figure out what is cool because I am a dork, allegedly. And there was one about like admiration, and it's really good. There's a lot of butterfly songs, which I was really excited about.
Great segue, but just hang tight with that thought. So Teachable Moments, you can listen to the podcast. Have you wrapped it up now? Is the one at the end of the May the last one? Okay.
Yeah, I did one on Tuesday.
Okay.
I'll keep it going.
Excellent, excellent. That is great news.
I know. Our listeners were really shaking in their little boots.
So speaking of butterflies.
Hi, Dora. It's Lee. Happy birthday.
Aww.
Love you very much. My question to you is, one time you told me that you realized that, the way that you express love to people is, like a butterfly, I think, was the animal you used. And I was wondering what animal would represent, the way that you dislike people or hate people. Okay, I love you. Bye-bye.
I love you too, Lee. Oh my God, that is such a good question. What do you think yours would be, Duncan?
Oh, the
Lee,
way that
call
I
in.
Dislike someone?
Oh,
the boy.
The animal for how you dislike someone.
What's a really grumpy animal? I just like, get grumpy with people, I guess. I would say like...
I'm getting like groundhogs sitting in like their little hole. You know what? That's like grumpy to me. That's a grumpy.
Yeah, I guess, like, or like a yappy dog, maybe, like just a really ornery dog. I don't know. That's how I dislike people.
I think that I dislike people. There are like two ways. One, if I just don't like someone, I just kind of like pretend like I'm just like, oh, I don't want to give you any of my energy or time. So I guess that would be, I guess that's like a cat, kind of.
Yeah, I can see that.
But then how I like hate people. I was talking to Jasper about this the other day. A lot of my strongest like dislike emotions are about like feeling like people have like ungenerous perceptions of me and my behavior. And then I just get totally irrational. I like can't even think about. Like I just like I'm like I can only think of like, oh my God, I hate them. And so that I would say that that fixation, I don't know what that would be. Maybe like just like totally zoned in on the thing, like blind with blinders. What would that be? I'm thinking like
a horse
or like I'm thinking like chameleon, but I guess they can see all the way.
Right.
That's the opposite.
I think of you as like killing them with kindness. Like you Thanks. Get so like over, like very gracious and like polite to a fault, but you can, if you look, there's like the subtle like coldness behind it. But yeah.
Yeah, I guess that's snake, right? That has yeah. to be snake.
I think that's what it is. I think you hate like a snake.
Ooh. Ooh. That's a good like song
Cold
name or
blooded.
Something. Good question, Lee. Thank you so much.
All right. ADB called in. Wow. Guess where this is going.
Hello. This is a call from a humble muck wench unto a much beloved squire named Squire Dora Duber. Hear ye, hear ye. What, Squire Duber, is your favorite part of attending a joust? Is it the chalices of mead wine flowing free? Is it the legs of lamb sold by salty peasant vendors? Is it sighting the heavenly lords sporting their finest cod pieces? Or is it the sheer violence of honorable knights thrusting their lances to and fro? I was just wondering. Please send word by carrier pigeon. Adieu.
Wow. Well, thank you, dear muck wench, for your humble. And honestly, thank you for the multiple choice. I
Makes
appreciated
it easy.
That.
Yeah, yeah.
It's the violence. Are you kidding me?
It's the violence for you.
It's the violence for me. But like, I don't know if you've ever been to a joust, Duncan, or your listener.
I when I was 11, I went to the Medieval Times in Anaheim, California.
Oh, I'm so jealous.
And yeah, and they just unionized. Very exciting.
Good for them.
Good for them.
Wow.
But so but it's been a while. Why don't you remind me of what a joust is like? Because
so
I haven't been there in a while.
I recently-ish, about 3 or 4 years ago, I went to a joust at the PNE.
Yes.
My favorite part of that, well, a funny thing about that was how they presented their horses. They would be like, this is my, they would walk around and be like, this is my horse. And it was like, these are 12-year-olds. Like, they don't care. But then, like, it's wild, like, how the, it splinters and, like, like, the joust itself splinters and, like, flies out. It's wild.
Yeah.
It's so, like, yeah, violent.
Yeah.
But it's like you're just watching it. Yeah. And no one's really getting hurt.
Right.
Like it's so my brain was like, oh, it's kind of like gladiators, but it's like not like gladiators at all.
Everybody's going home at the end of the day.
Yeah. It's gladiators for 12-year-olds.
Yeah.
And I'm here for that.
Yeah, definitely. That's the level I'm working
right?
at. That's the entertainment I want.
Right. To be fair, I will say the caveat is I'd had several chalices of mead wine.
I was going to say, how's the mead wine at the P&E?
Surprisingly good. 10 out of 10 recommend.
Very good. Well, I'm going to transcribe this conversation and put it on the carrier
yeah,
pigeon
because
fortunately, muck wench ADB cannot operate a radio. So.
What is this box?
All right, enough talk about these things. Let's get back to this show, Duncan's Donuts. And here's a question from Clara. That is somewhat related to what we're doing here.
Okay. Wow.
Hello. I want to ask what your favorite donut is, but not just like flavor, like paired with something. The whole experience of eating the sweet treat. I want to know about it.
Ooh. Whenever someone says sweet treat, I always think of you because of your
yes.
show. The show promo is like sweet treats from the Pop Underground. See, this is where this is why I did Dora's Danishes and not Dora's Donuts. I guess I'm not a huge fan of the sweeter treats.
Right.
What's
the primo snack for you, and where do you acquire it, and what is like how do you like to set it up?
The primo snack for me is a bag of cherries that
a
I carry with me and eat on my way to a park. That's like my favorite pastime.
And then just like spitting the pits
yeah.
wherever they may
it's,
go. You worked at a fruit stand for a summer. Like, how did you deal with having access to your favorite treat?
I ate them all the time, and I got yelled at for it. That my coworker Ricky loves blueberries. We were just talking about it, and I used to take fistfuls of blueberries and like eat them. I also do love, you gotta love a veggie platter. Come on. Who doesn't love a veggie platter?
It was the star of your goodbye party.
I know. It really tied the whole thing.
It did. It did.
I think, but if I had to think of a sweet treat, okay, I want to answer the question well.
Yeah.
My favorite donut is a plain donut. Oh, shut up. Shut up.
All right. Hey, this is your...
This is my...
Your answer. Your
this
answer.
This is okay. My interview. Yeah. Yeah, plain donut with, I would say, probably like jam. If nice. I had to have a donut, yeah. I would like, have some raspberry jam or something.
Can you, in your mind, picture where you're eating this? What does the room look like? What is the light doing in that room? Paint a picture.
Always a park. Always just sitting in the grass and always just in the middle of the sun. The light is the sun upon me and my snack, my sweet treat.
Have you ever in your life had an apple fritter?
I have had an apple fritter.
Okay. All right. Just that's all I wanted to know. You
they're
say plain so, donut, okay?
They're
okay.
So right. Sweet.
They are.
When they, especially like it's coated in the sugar, yeah. It like hurts my teeth.
It's so fried and so sugary. Yeah. You're right. I should.
But if it
live
didn't
like
have,
you.
if it was just the donut with, or just the dough with the fruit.
Yeah.
The fruit. What do you call that? The apple.
Yeah. Okay. Good. Thank you for your candor. All right. Tessa has a question.
Oh.
Long-time listener, first-time caller coming in, it's Tessa. Now pretend I'm holding up a picture of young Dora, sort of like how they do on that famous drag show. Now, what advice would you give your younger self?
Oh, wow. You know what? RuPaul really comes up with the most groundbreaking questions. First I was like, what's the picture? Depends on I'm imagining like my favorite picture of me as a kid was like it's me and Clara, my twin, and we're both wearing matching like jester hats, but they're like the mirror image of each other, and we're like falling over into each other. I'm imagining it's that one. I would say one, take that hat off. That's not it, and it's ruining your hair. But I would say number one advice to Dora, baby Dora, is I guess it's more like affirmation of like you're usually right, so let's all calm down. believe in yourself.
Believe in yourself. That's a very generous message to your younger self.
Thank you.
Yeah.
And also, and maybe this is an extension, you have very good taste. To me, oh. I pointed directly at Duncan, who also has very good taste.
But. Oh, okay. Yeah. You're talking to yourself again. Sorry, you pointed at me. You're like, what? Wait, me? Really? Like, this is the cosine I get, finally? No, of course. Yes, baby Dora, you have very good taste.
And take the hat off.
Yeah. And yeah, once the hat is off,
yeah,
then your taste
flawless.
Is unquestioned.
Yeah. Immaculate.
All right.
Thank you, Tessa. Oh, my God.
Couple more. Leland. Okay.
Hey, Dora. So I have two questions for you. The first one is, since you are a gem and know exactly how to celebrate me, be it a perfect GIF or a well-timed I love you message, I want to know, what is your favorite way to be celebrated or doted on?
Oh, thank you so much, Leland. I love you. I like to be celebrated with natty wine. I like an impromptu gift that I will enjoy at my own time and we don't have to do it together. I think that's a good one. Like on my birthday recently, I just spent all day alone and I loved it. And then I was like, I'll respond when I want to. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that's it.
I think that's perfect. Couple more?
Yeah. Oh, Leland said there were two. I'm excited.
Okay, I'll get Leland's next. Slight content warning for one bad word.
And secondly, less of a surprise, I would like to re-ask the question, fuck, marry, kill, hot, funny, deep. I want your final answer, revisions are okay, and because this is a radio show, the reasoning behind your answer for the audience, please.
Okay.
Hexo.
Duncan, do you want to participate with me?
Sure. Yeah.
Let's do kiss, marry, kill.
Kiss, marry, kill. And
hot, funny, deep.
Hot, funny, deep.
Kill, funny.
What? Oh my God. I'm killing deep. That's my style.
You're killing deep? I think that, like if someone... So, Leah and I have talked about this before. If someone's describing themselves as funny, they're not funny.
Well, sure.
And if they're deep enough, they're actually probably funny. You know what I mean?
Interesting, interesting. I think if someone describes them as deep, I'm just like, I'm out.
Oh, that's actually a really good point.
Like, I'm pretty deep. Like, oh, no.
I'm so deep.
Yeah.
Mm. Okay, kill deep. You're right, kill deep.
Well, I didn't know. This is your... You go your way.
Go
have it your way.
Okay, I would... Okay, we're kissing. We're just kissing. Come on, you gotta kiss hot.
Kiss hot, of course.
You gotta kiss hot.
Yeah. I mean, if that's... That, yeah, we're talking about kissing. Hot. I'm gonna marry funny. I think funny, that's gonna get me through the ups and downs. Mm. That I mean, that's the key in my current relationship. It's like, if we couldn't be funny together, oh, it would be terrible. So thankfully we can.
See, I feel a little torn just because I laugh so generously. You don't actually have to be that funny to get me to laugh and to be like enjoying myself,
right?
And I would appreciate, I think, having conversation better. Let's veto. We're vetoing my statement before of how you describe yourself.
Okay.
Because that's not fair.
Yeah.
Because some people are more comfortable. Some people know themselves better. You know what I mean? Whatever. Yeah. Whatever. So that criteria canceled.
Good.
XXX. So kiss hot, duh.
Yeah. Yeah, we can both agree on that.
Yeah, we don't. There's no question. And then I would say marry deep and... But then you have to kill funny. No, I'm gonna kill hot.
Wow.
No, I take that back. I take that back. As soon as I said it, I was like, that's wrong. Absolutely not.
All right. Well, I am kissing hot, I'm killing deep, and I'm marrying funny. That's my final answer.
It's just so impossible.
Yeah, it's tough. What about Polly? I don't know, 2022.
I just want to know what is going on with polyamory right now. Call in.
Yeah, if I can figure out how to answer the phones, we will take your call.
Okay, my final answer, I'm kissing hot, killing funny, and marrying deep.
All right.
I just prefer...
Leland had to know. This
I
is
know.
Good.
I yeah. just prefer conversation.
Yeah.
And I'm funny enough for both of us. Who are we kidding? Who are we kidding? You got me. And I laugh at my own jokes. I don't need someone else to be making me laugh.
All right. Okay. Second question from Lee. We're going to take a sharp turn the other direction.
Whoa.
It's Lee, and I want to know what movie makes you cry the hardest. Okay, bye.
Oh, Lee, what an impossible question. I cry at every movie I've ever seen. What makes me cry? Well, the last time I really sobbed at a movie was Promising Young Woman. Have you ever seen that?
I haven't, but I've heard.
It's quite hard.
Yeah.
It's quite hard to watch. I also have a pretty distinct memory of in grade 8, we watched Boy in the Striped Pajamas in English class, and I sobbed, and my teacher was like, are you okay? Yeah, I'll cry at anything, but I think Promising Young Woman, the last time I was like heaving and like had to pause because I was crying too hard. But I'll cry at literally anything.
Yeah. Movie trailers.
Oh, yeah.
Like, those seem designed to get the waterworks from me.
Clara Duber, who's Dulcet Tones, dear listener, you just heard earlier. Yeah. They don't watch movies or TV because it's emotionally manipulative. And it's like, they have a point. They're not wrong. Yeah. But yeah, Promising a Woman, final answer.
Twice I've gone to Lars von Trier films with people and have had to like help them out of the theater.
You've gone to what?
Lars von Trier films. Oh. He's a Danish director.
Oh, okay.
So he did Dancer in the Dark, which is a like very bleak musical with Björk. And
I brought someone
to the theater who didn't know who he was, but was just a big fan of Björk. And it shattered.
Yeah.
And then Melancholia also just had like a tremendous effect. Anyways, wow. That's what I think of. When I think of crying in the theater, I think of like, oh God, this is really... emotionally manipulative. He's a bad man.
Bad guy.
Yeah.
I didn't even think about the theater part. I haven't seen a movie in a theater in so long.
Mm.
You recently saw Top Gun Maverick.
I sure did. And oh, we have a call. Okay, you do the thing. Hello, you're on the air.
Oh?
Hello, welcome to CITR and Dunkin' Donuts and the Dora Duba Hour.
Hi, it's Claire.
Hey, Claire!
Oh my God! It's Claire Geddes Bailey, the one and the only.
It's me.
Wow.
Thanks so much for calling in.
For you.
I'm so glad I know how to answer the phone.
Okay, my question is, because Dora, I think of you as someone who really like takes full advantage of the summer and the heat. Do you have any top secret hot tips for enjoying the summer? And selfishly, I want to know in both Toronto and Vancouver.
Vancouver, for sure, Lucio Lake. No one go there because I go there.
And never heard of it.
Exactly.
Incredible.
And you will forget. I'm men in blacking you right now. Yeah, that lake is perfect. I love it. It's my favorite place.
Okay.
Yeah. And then also in Toronto, I think the hot Toronto summer tip is like getting iced coffees and just going for a walk on Queen Street. That's my favorite. Like walking all the way like across the valley to like Ossington.
Okay. Wow, that's incredible.
Yeah. I also, Christie Pits, Toronto's sick because they have all these really shallow pools. So you can, mm-hmm. like, Christie Pits has, like, a nice one, and there's a really big swing. And you can just go and, like, splash your little body with water and then, like, cool down.
Mm-hmm.
Do you go for the Toronto Islands? Is that something you'd recommend?
No.
No.
No, I would not recommend. There's, like, yeah, if you, like, have kids, maybe.
Oh. What are Hanlins? That's not a, okay, all right.
No.
Yeah.
No. You have to go to Waterfront.
It's a hassle. That is a hassle.
No way.
Definitely.
Thank you. Claire Bailey, do you have any hot summer tips?
Well, I agree with you about the outdoor pools. I did go to Christie Pits and it was so fun.
Nice.
But I mean, I was actually planning to go to Hanlins on the island this very weekend. So
and I'm sure it's going to be so fun, and I'm so excited for you, Claire Bailey.
Okay, thank you so much.
Oh, thank you so much for calling in,
Claire. Thank you so much for calling in. Have fun.
Thank you. Okay. Have a good show.
Bye.
That's excellent. I was sending messages to people and it was a bit of scattershot. So I'm glad Claire came through despite my poor communication skills.
Duncan, you're perfect.
Thank you. let's get, Darren has one last, another call. Okay. Hello, you're on the air with Dora.
Hey, am I on the air?
You are.
Gasper! Hey. Wow, welcome.
It's me, Jazz, from work.
Hey, Jasper.
What a hilarious way to come on the air. You could walk in the room, but we say no.
I'm not. I'm actually upstairs. I'm upstairs. I'm ordering a bit of lunch.
Cool.
Man on the go.
Sick.
Yeah, so what I heard you guys talking about, like, hot summer tips or whatever.
Do you have one you'd like to share with the listeners?
I recently invested in a large straw hat.
Nice.
Because I can't handle the sun, and I know, and I'm not a fan of sunscreen. It just feels like gross and weird, and it's expensive. So I just wear a hat, get a big hat.
So you've upgraded from your bucket hat. You are now full straw hat.
Dude, you got a new hat.
I'm a two hat person. I've reached a new level in life. Where
two hat Jasper.
Yeah,
You're the second person in my life who had recently told me to invest in a straw hat. Clara also has a hat they're very excited about.
Yeah.
Well, question for you, Dora. Like, are you much of a hat person? I feel like I've never seen you wear a hat.
Thank you so much, Jasper, for this really generous question. The answer is I look amazing in hats when they fit me. Which is the caveat of all caveats, because I have a teeny tiny little head.
We're polar opposites.
I know.
Yeah.
If you combine Duncan and my heads, you would have like probably an average sized head. But every hat, like, do you remember? I don't know, Jasper, if you remember the other day, I found that Jeep bucket hat.
Yeah.
It's a little too big, so it like kind of drowns me. You know what I mean?
Like it's branded, like Jeep branded, like the car?
Yeah,
Jeep?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that's weird. It's a weird hat to...
Why was that here?
Weird brand.
No idea. Ask like UBC Sports or whatever. It's the perfect hat, except it's a little too big for my tiny, tiny little baby head. Great question, though, Jasper.
Thanks. That's my hot summer tip for all the fun in the sun that you're going to have.
Thanks, Jasper.
Jasper, while you're on the line, is anyone on at 1 o'clock?
You know what? You can go a little long today, Duncan, if you want. Yeah.
Okay.
Let it ride.
Okay.
Yeah, you're good till 2, I think.
Whoa, this is some exclusive CITR content, coordinating logistics.
Yeah.
All right.
The grid.
Yeah, seeing how the sausage gets made. Okay, have a great lunch, Jasper. Thanks so much for calling in.
Yeah, see you later.
Bye. Okay.
Bye. All right, so we have one last question. This is from Darren, and it's, it's a good capping question.
Ooh.
Here we go.
What are the top 3 events that you helped put on during your time at CITR?
Oh, okay.
7 years, many roles, how do you even pick 1 or 2 or 3 or 5 or 10? But like looking back, what are some of the highlights?
Oh my God, what is the year the Vic Square that Avlamov played? That was 2018, 2019?
Right.
2019. It was 2019. So that 2019 Victory Square was great. That was a really good lineup.
Yeah.
And it also was really fun, I remember. The Fun Drive finale with Devours and Canon Moulot played as well, and Frankie Teardrop DJ'd. Oh my God, and there were 2 other great performers that I just can't remember. But I remember like the poster for it was so fun. Do you remember the poster for that show? It kind of looks like a notebook like doodle, and it has like this kind of like dragon snake thing and like.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, I have it. It's like it's by my desk.
It was a great enough night that I posted it on my main. Like I made a post rather than a story on Instagram. I was like, I need to remember
that's
this
how
night.
You know.
That, yeah, and so.
Oh, and that was the one. That's me in Phoenix, right, with Jeff.
Yeah, with Jeff. Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good one. That's a good pick.
Yeah.
That was such a good show. I remember that show was, it was Valentine's Day, or like right around there. And it was right before, it was a lot of people's last shows before the pandemic really hit. Yeah. Canon was great. And I just remember being like, I just remember getting wasted. And then Duncan, like, trying to help figure out, like, getting, like, stuff out of there.
Oh,
and I remember...
The silent auction was a disaster.
I know. And I remember... Well, okay, so regret from that is I remember... Because I was doing social media for the station at the time, and I was way too drunk to be posting on social media, but I'd been doing a very consistent job, except for when Frankie Teardrop did their amazing, fabulous set, and it's just a video of me like spinning in a circle. Like it's just so. I remember just the waking up the next morning, like being like, "I love them so much," and I like totally did them a disservice. I felt so bad. I remember volunteers asking me what to do, and me being like, "I don't know," and Duncan being like, "I'll help you." And then I also remember falling. Do you remember this?
A little bit.
Yeah, I remember the next day being like, I fell and I don't think anyone saw it. And Duncan being like, I did in fact see that. And yes, it was embarrassing.
You know.
So that's 2.
Yeah.
We got Victory Square 2019, Fun Drive Finale 2020. And you know what else? I wasn't really this involved in like putting it on, but an event or like I guess like an event series that I remember a lot is the shindig that oh my God, I always forget who won that year. I think it might have been Little Sprout. It was the year that Devours played.
Was that at Redgate or was it?
No, it,
it
was
Pats?
At Pats.
Oh, okay.
It was like I think the first year it was at Pats.
Right.
That was a great Future Star.
Yeah.
Devours, Pavel Burris, Mark Mills, that guy. Silver
yeah, yeah,
Fox
yeah,
guy.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Who won that year?
Little Sprout.
Or Late Spring. I think
Late Spring
won.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
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 Which is
great pick.
Great pick. Yeah. I just remember that was I think that was like 2016. I was just getting into music stuff. And like more kind of like heavily involved into CITR. and I went to every single show. I remember Andy Resto being like, thank you. You're the only one who came to everything. And me being like, you're all like, cool. Like, really not. Like, I didn't realize, I think, how weird it is that I did that. You know what I mean?
You had jokes for beer each time.
Oh, yeah. And
in spades.
I think I might have won every. I might have gotten a free beer every night. I remember being so broke and being like,
I can get a beer by telling a joke.
Like, sign me. I remember like Googling on the bus on the way there, like, because they changed it to fun facts. Andy added the fun facts for beers.
Yeah. So crashing into the darkest parts of Wikipedia to find something.
Yeah, totally. I remember you went to Mexico City that year.
Yeah.
And someone was like, does anyone know what city has the most museums? And you were like, I know! Pick me! Like, so emphatic.
2016
or 17,
something like that. Yeah. Awesome.
I would say those. I didn't put that one on, but
yeah. But you were.
I have a lot of emotions.
You were a part of that because you were there. When you show up to every shindig in a series, you are a big part of that.
Yeah,
that's important.
Yeah, I agree. You know what? I agree. Great question, Darren. Thank you so much.
That's going to wrap up our interview portion. Any other questions that you think people should have asked you that they didn't get to?
No. Do you have any questions for me?
I don't. I do. What's next for Dora Duber?
I hate you. I hate you. I want to talk about it. This is the number one question I'm getting every single day of my life. Yeah. And every single day I go, oh my God, like, I don't know. But inside I'm like, do I even know? Like, do I know you? Why are you asking me this? I don't know. I've been trying to work on being so controlling, which is working.
You're trying to be controlling?
Less so.
Or less. Okay.
I'm working on it. And this, I think, is a big step in that of like, why don't you calm down? Everything's fine. You're going to be chill.
Yeah.
So I don't know.
All right.
This is growth in real time.
Toronto or Vancouver?
Toronto.
Which is better? And why?
I love Vancouver. I love the music scene in Vancouver. Living here is a nightmare. I don't like being in Vancouver. Like, I don't like the neighborhoods. I don't like the spaces. I don't like how, like, the city moves. Yeah, you're either, like, walking on, like, a highway or you're walking in, like, a residential neighborhood. It's, like, not it.
The streetscape is trash.
It's trash. And, like, no one says hi. Just say hi. Everyone calm down. Like, the amount of times I've been in an event and No. This is what's frustrating about Vancouver. The amount of times I've been at an event where I've known people for years and they will fully ignore me as though that's not insane. As if like that's like an acceptable thing to do.
We live in a society.
We do. Yeah. And I would like to opt out, please. I was so nervous, Duncan, when you said the show, because I remember do you remember my other show idea called Hot Potato, where I have a 2 a.m. slot and just gossip, like, say full names, like, my thoughts, what I don't like about the poor people. And I was like, don't you dare. No one needs to know.
You're going out with a bang. You're just going to, totally. Like, name names and just.
And that's why they broke up. Yeah, just, like, bad, just, like. Stop it.
No, I thought this was a more gentle way of saying
it's much more generous. Thank you.
All right. So we've got a little bit more wiggle time. I do have to get back to work, but we'll play a few more songs. I know that you love pop music. And so I picked out a few pop songs to play. And I wanted to start with Charlie XCX and Good Ones. And we're letting a good one go. We're fools, Dora Duber. We should have done everything we could to keep you here, but you can't be held back. You gotta do you.
I'm the good one.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. So this is from Crash.
And shout out to Alice.
And shout out to Alice, who loves this song, my daughter. And you're going to see Charlie XCX on July 21st.
I am, and I'm very excited.
Yeah, it'll be a great show. And Charlie is also playing Rufflandia in September in Victoria for the second prize.
Duncan got tickets with me for this show and is no longer able to go and just keeps being like, but it's fine because she'll be at Rufflandia. Exposed. Yeah. I wish you
괜찮은 매 준비가 됐다면 부를게 yeah. 딴 녀석들과는 다르게 내 스타일로 내 스타일로 밤새 일했지 every day 네가 클럽에 서는데 잘 몰랐지 말고 들었네
just wants to know that you're well.
As it was, as it was.
there. Thank you. I was trying to turn off the aux first. That was Porches from their album from a couple years back entitled The House. visual medium, radio. The song Find Me. Before that, speaking of houses, Harry's House. That's the name of Harry Styles' new record. What do you think of the record?
Oh my God, I love it.
Smash Bass.
Oh. Smash. You know, do you know that like TikTok of the two girls and like the little picture of like that little pig, like Peppa Pig character?
Oh, yeah.
Comes up?
Yeah.
And she goes, smash. Wait, what's the game? Smash or pass? That's my reaction.
Yeah.
Smash.
Perfect. If only we could put that audio over this. Yeah. Harry Styles. As it was a very like minor key pop hit. I like it. Before that, who did we hear?
Oh, we heard Charli XCX. No, we heard BTS. Sorry. We heard BTS with their song Dope, which is a very, very, I think, funny song because, like, they'd been around for a few years before it came out. But, like, this song came out, like, I think, I want to say, like, 2015, 2016, when they were kind of starting to break out into, like, Western audiences. So this song is, like, an introduction, like, song, even though they have a full catalog of music behind it, of, like, they're like, hi, I'm RM. Hi, I'm J-Hope. And, like, the opening line is, like, oh, you've never heard of, like, Bangtan Sonyeondan, like, welcome. Like, we're going to go through it. So it's, like, a really funny, like, they have an established fan base and aesthetic and, like, vibe. But they're, like, yeah, like...
Breaking out.
Yeah. It's, like, a funny... I think it's, like... the music video is cool. There's a really good... They're really good dancers.
They're excellent
dancers.
They're
phenomenal dancers.
Great costume play. It was just all around top-notch music video. That's from the 2015 album, The Most Beautiful Moment in Life, In the Mode for Love?
Dude, their album title are... someone needs to edit. I don't know.
And at the top, we heard Charli XCX from Crash, released last year. That was the song Good Ones. Should we play a few more songs?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. Another 20 minutes. We'll see how it goes. Masank.
Masank, legend and icon.
Put out this record last year, A Time I Thought We Had Lost. And Masank played a CITR show a little while ago.
Yeah, they played the Fun Drive finale. And then they most recently played Music Waste. I'm obsessed with Masank.
As well, you should be.
I agree.
And this is the song Our Memories Became Noise and I Don't Want to Hear It. Here is Masank.
Thank you. I know she lets me down, but just for joke, why then she changes her mind? I know she lets me down, but just for joke, why then she changes her mind? She does it all the time, making mistakes and then I ease her mind. She does it all the time, but she's so pretty and I don't mind.
I got to let you down, but in an hour I will change my mind. It is like magic to me, making mistakes and be forgiven.
That was The Knife from their 2003 album, Deep Cuts. Very lovely stuff. Got to Let You. Before that, we heard Jada G from the single Both of Us. That was the song Both of Us. Devours before that with Iconoclast from 2020.
Yeah.
I think so. Off the Grid. And at the top, Masank with Our Memories Became Noise and I Don't Want to Hear It. All right, this has been a very, very special extended episode of Dunkin's Donuts. And it's been a real treat to have you here. It's been a sweet treat to have you here.
Thank you so much for having me, Duncan.
So big thanks to everyone that called in with questions.
Oh my God, angels. Oh my God, angels.
That was excellent. And go to the Lido tonight and say hi to Dora and buy a tape. And it's going to be a good time.
It'll be a great time.
Yeah.
The Lido, Mega Mall, and Anodyne. Music starts at 8.
8. All right. And the beers will be cold before that. Get there soon. Any last words? Not last words. That sounded way grimmer than they.
Just thank you so much. Oh, my God. I feel so loved. Well, I was saying earlier, I feel beloved and adored. So I guess maybe that's the answer to Lila's question.
Yeah, there you go.
Make a whole radio show about me.
All right. I'm going to close out with Sophie from 2017. This is Thong. It's okay to cry. So, bye, Dora. Thanks
bye,
for everything.
I don't mean to reproach you by saying this. I know that scares you. All of the big occasions you might have missed. No, I accept you. sometimes forget I would know you best. I hope you don't take this the wrong way, but I think your inside is your best side. Oh, hi, was that a teardrop in your eye? I never thought I'd see you cry. Just know whatever hurts, it's all mine. It's okay to cry.
It's okay to cry.
Oh, hi, see the truth through all the lies. Even after all this time, just know you've got nothing to hide. It's okay to cry. 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 I remember one time you were lost. I came to find you, and I knocked on your front door. That was you and never seen before. And I saw the magazine you were reading, and I read the page. And if I had just one single wish, wish I could have said this. It's okay to cry. Oh, hi, was that a teardrop in your eye? I never thought I'd see you cry. Just know whatever hurts, it's all mine. It's okay to cry. It's okay to cry. Ah, see the truth through all the lies. And even after all this time, just know you've got nothing to hide. It's okay to cry. It's okay to cry. There's a world inside you. I wanna know what it feels like. I wanna go there with you. Could we walk a dark place? Maybe if we shine some light there, it won't be so hard. I wanna know this part of you. Why was that a teardrop in your eye? I never thought I'd see you